The story that I'm going to tell you this evening is a very special one. And it was written by the great and famous English writer Oscar Wilde. So listen now for The Young King. It was the night before his coronation day, and the young king was sitting alone in his chamber. The boy, for he was only a boy, being but 16 years old, threw himself back on the soft cushions of his couch and lay there, wondering what the morrow would bring. But what he thought of most was the robe he was to wear at his coronation, the robe of gold, the ruby-studded crown, and the scepter with its rows and rings of pearls. He had given orders that the jewelers were to work night and day, and that the whole world was to be searched for jewels that would be worthy of their work. He looked around at the dimly lit room, and before long he fell asleep. And as he slept, he dreamed a dream, and this was his dream. He thought that he was standing in a long, low attic amidst the whir and clatter of many looms. The pale daylight peered in through grated windows and showed him the gaunt figures of weavers bending over their looms. Pale children crouched on the huge crossbeams. Some haggard women were seated at a table, sewing. The young king went over to one of the weavers and watched him, and the weaver looked at him angrily and said, "Why are you watching me? Are you a spy set on us by our master?" "Who is your master?" asked the young king. "Our master," cried the weaver. "He is a man like myself. There is but one difference between us. He wears fine clothes while I go in rags. While I am weak from hunger, he suffers from overfeeding."
"Is it so with all?" asked the young king.
"It is so with all," answered the weaver. "But what is it to you? You're not one of us. Your face is too happy." And he scowled and threw the shuttle across the loom, and the young king saw that it was threaded with gold, and a great terror seized him, and he said, "What robe is this that you are weaving?"
"It is a robe for the coronation of the young king," he answered.
And the young king gave a loud cry and wakened. And lo, he was in his own room, and through the window he saw the great honey-colored moon hanging in the dusky air. And he fell asleep again and dreamed, and this was his dream. Thought that he was lying on the deck of a huge galley ship that was being rowed by 100 slaves. Each man was chained to his neighbor, and the master ran up and down and lashed them with whips of hide. At last they reached a little bay. As soon as they had cast anchor, a long rope ladder, heavily weighted with lead, was fastened to the boat and thrown over the side. Then the youngest of the slaves was sent down the ladder and disappeared into the sea. After some time, the diver rose up out of the water with a pearl in his hand. The master seized it from him and thrust him back again. Again and again he came up, and each time he brought with him a beautiful pearl. Then the diver came up for the last time, and the pearl that he brought was shaped like the full moon and whiter than the morning star. But his face was strangely pale, and as he fell upon the deck, he quivered a little, and then was still. The master shrugged his shoulders and took out the pearl. "It shall be for the scepter of the young king." And then he made a sign to the slaves to draw up the anchor. When the young king had heard this, he gave a great cry and wakened. And through the window, he saw the long gray fingers of the dawn clutching at the fading stars. And he fell asleep again and dreamed, and this was his dream. He thought that he was in the bed of a dried-up river. Here were men toiling, digging in the earth. From the darkness of a cave, Death and Greed watched them, and Death said, "I am weary. Give me half of them and let me go." But Greed shook her head. "They are my servants," she answered. And Death said to her, "What have you in your hand?" "I have 3 grains of corn. Give me one of them, only one of them, and I will go away." "I will not give you anything." And Death laughed, and out of a thicket came Fever in a robe of flame. She passed through the multitude, and each man she touched died. And Greed shuddered when she saw what had happened, and she said, "Oh, you are cruel. You are cruel. Go where the people long for death and leave me my servants." "Nay," answered Death, "I go not till you have given me a grain of corn." "I will not give you anything," said Greed. And Death laughed again, and a woman came flying through the air. Plague was written on her forehead. She covered the valley with her wings, and no man was left alive. And Greed fled crying through the forest, and Death leaped upon his red horse and galloped away. And the young king wept and said, "Who were those men, and for what were they seeking?" "For rubies, for a king's crown," answered a voice. And he gave a great cry and wakened, and the bright sunlight was streaming into the room. The high officers of the state came in and brought him the robe of gold and crown and the scepter. And the young king looked at them, and they were more beautiful than anything he had ever seen. But he remembered his dreams and said, "Take these things away, for I will not wear them." And then he opened a great chest, and from it he took a leather tunic. This he put on, and in his hand he took a shepherd's staff. Then the young king picked a spray of wild briar and made a crown of it and set it on his own head. And thus attired, he mounted his horse and rode towards the cathedral. At last he entered it, and when the bishop saw him coming in his goatherd's dress, he went to meet him and said to him, "My son, is this a king's apparel?" And the young king told the bishop of his 3 dreams. And when the bishop had heard them, he said, "My son, I am an old man, and I know that many evil things are done in the world. But is not he who made misery wiser than you? Therefore, I bid you to ride back to the palace and put on the raiment that is fitting to a king. And as for your dreams, think no more of them."
"Can you say that in this sacred house?" said the young king, and he strode past the bishop and climbed up the steps of the altar and bowed his head in prayer. And suddenly a wild tumult came from the street, and in entered the nobles with drawn swords.
"Where is this dreamer of dreams?" they cried. "We will slay him, for he is not worthy to rule over us." And the young king rose and looked at them sadly, and lo,
through the windows came the sunlight streaming upon him, and the sunbeams wove round him a robe that was fairer than the golden one fashioned for his pleasure. The dead staff blossomed and bore lilies that were whiter than pearls. The dry thorn blossomed and bore roses that were redder than rubies. And he stood there in the raiment of a king. And the people fell to their knees, and the nobles sheathed their swords,
And the bishop murmured, "A greater than I has crowned you."
And he too knelt before him. And the young king came down from the altar and passed home through the midst of the people. But no man dared look upon his face, for it was like the face of an angel.